From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Columbia area legislators agree that youth drug use could be stemmed by establishing a better way to track adult drug users. Representatives Caleb Rowden, Caleb Jones, Kip Kendrick, and Chuck Basie all attended a legislative summit last week hosted by the Youth Advisory Council and the Youth Community Coalition focusing on youth issues. They say they would support a bill to establish a prescription drug monitoring program should one come through the General Assembly next session. Missouri is the only state in the nation without a prescription drug monitoring program, which tracks patients using Schedule II drugs and higher to help doctors identify patients abusing their prescriptions. Representative Rowden says the General Assembly sees a bill addressing this topic almost every year, but it is either weakened or filibustered in the Senate. He told the crowd that the concern for some in the Senate is the possibility of a data breach. Rowden, though, says the risk here is no greater than other state programs that use citizen data.
And what's the trade-off? And the trade-off is there is an opportunity that at some point some of their information gets into someone else's and gets into the wrong hands. I think that's a reality that most of us live with every day in a lot of areas outside of prescription drug monitoring.
Representative Basie says he is more concerned about the possibility of a breach than some of his counterparts, but says he can see himself supporting a bill that had the right language. State representatives from the Columbia area say they may be divided on some details, but for education, they cross the aisle. KBIA's Abigail Keel attended a summit last week with the legislators and brings us more.
Last week, Representatives Caleb Rowden, Caleb Jones, Kip Kendrick, and Chuck Basie attended a legislative summit hosted by the Youth Advisory Council and Youth Community Coalition. The summit focused on youth issues, including early childhood education, drug use, and violence. Organizers of the event said they want to educate the legislators and start solution-oriented discussions. Representative Jones says members of the Boone County delegation make education a priority in the General Assembly because they know it is important to constituents.
There are a lot of issues out here that are political, partisan, Republican, Democrat, that we all fight and yell and scream at each other about. But this is really education and children are one of the few issues that you put partisan politics aside and you try to get as much funding as possible for it. And you do whatever you can to get it done.
Representative Rowden agreed, saying that the legislators have very different backgrounds. Rowden was a Christian rock singer while Basie worked for the Federal Aviation Administration. They're all dedicated to having conversations with each other and with their constituents who are passionate about education. Boone County legislators were instrumental in securing recent state funding for renovation projects on MU's campus. For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.
I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.